It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, WEKU Program Director. Last week, after our Eastern Standards show from Frankfurt discussing this year's legislative session, Sharon wrote to us, first with the kind words about our weekly show, but she went on to say, "There's something that I noticed immediately when you introduced your guests. They were all men. It's not so obvious on radio, but I'm pretty sure they're all white as well. Did you notice this and try and fail to book a more diverse group of experts? I sure hope it was not a deliberate choice." Well, to Sharon, it is something we are constantly aware of. The leaders of Kentucky's legislative bodies happen to be white men right now. And regrettably, the panel of journalists we put together turned out to be the same. That was not by design. We absolutely tried to diversify that group, but were unable to do so. I will draw your attention to the Eastern Standard area on our WEKU website for clear evidence that we are working hard to have a diverse mix of guests. From the WEKU listener comment line,
"Please start telling your local and national news reporters that when they're going to announce sporting events results, especially delayed ones like the Olympics, could they warn the listeners that maybe they can turn down the radio, do something? I've had results ruined for me 2 times because your news announcers blurt out results faster than you can turn down the radio or change it."
NPR had promised stations they would work to give adequate spoiler alerts before Olympic results. We even posted a note on our website saying so. It's obvious NPR missed that goal many times during the past 2 weeks, and we're sorry we couldn't do anything about it. We rely on NPR and the BBC for coverage of the Olympics. Please send us your feedback to weku@eku.edu or call our comment line 859-622-1657. And tune in again next week at this time for listener feedback on 88.9 WEKU.